Portland Trailblazers got some good news yesterday. Nicholas Batum has a contusion of the left knee, not a more serious injury as was feared Monday night. He likely won't play tonight against Charlotte, but says he wants to travel with the team for Thursday's game against Sacramento. Now, you can hear tonight's game right here on KBND. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off, and of course, we have Blazer basketball for you. In the league last night, the winners were Atlanta, Boston, Indiana, New York, Memphis, Golden State, and the Lakers. Today is college football's National Signing Day. Recruits who have until now only given verbal commitments will finalize their decisions by signing a national letter of intent. Now, both Scout.com and Rivals.com rate Texas, Alabama, and Ohio State as the top three classes of 2012, although the websites differ between the Crimson Tide and the Longhorns for the top two spots. Florida and Michigan round out the top five. Both Oregon and Oregon State are expected to do very, very well. New York Giants and New England Patriots set up shop at individual podiums yesterday on the Lucas Oil Stadium field. It was Super Bowl media day. Patriot quarterback Tom Brady says it's exciting to add another chapter to the Boston-New York rivalry.
There's a great rivalry. There has been between New York and Boston for a long time. So when I got to the team, it was always Red Sox-Yankees. So, we've had some pretty meaningful games against the Giants over the last few years. I don't think anyone's disappointed that it's the Giants.
The Giants upset the heavily favored Patriots 17-14 4 years ago in Super Bowl 42. That ended New England's bid for a perfect season. G-Men beat the Pats 24-20 in Foxborough in Week 9 this season. And speaking of the Super Bowl, Kelly Clarkson has been tabbed to sing the national anthem, and Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert will perform America the Beautiful at Super Bowl 46. NFL made that announcement yesterday. Finally, the owner of the Houston Astros, Jim Crane, says he will not change the team's name. According to the team's website, Crane told season ticket holders in an email that the club will continue to be known as the Astros. Crane had hinted last week that maybe changing the team's name was possible. Astros moved to the American League in 2013, and Crane did say the team may have new uniforms by then. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.